Harding looked at him in silence for a time and smiled, then said, "No, you don't understand. I'll be ready in a few weeks. But I want to do it on my own, by myself, right out that front door, with all the traditional red tape and complications. I want my wife to be here in a car at a certain time to pick me up. I want them to know I was able to do it that way." McMurphy nodded. "What about you, Chief?" "I figure I'm all right. Just don't know where I want to go yet. And somebody should stay here a few weeks after you've gone to see that things don't start sliding back." "What about Billy and Seafelt and Fredrickson and the rest?" "I can't speak for them," Harding said. "They've still got their problems, just like all of us. They're still sick men in lots of ways. But at least there's that. They are sick men now. No more rabbits, Mac. Maybe they can be well men someday. I can't say." McMurphy thought this over, looking at the backs of his hands. He looked back up to Harding. "Harding, what is it? What happens?" "You mean all this?" McMurphy nodded. Harding shook his head. "I don't think I can give you an answer. Oh, I could give you the Freudian reasons with fancy talk, and that would be right as far as it went. But what you want are the reasons for the reasons, and I'm not able to give you those, not for the others anyway. For myself? Guilt, shame, fear, self-belittlement. I discovered at an early age that I was, shall we be kind and say different? It's a better, more general word than the other one. I indulged in certain practices that our society regards as shameful, and I got sick. It wasn't the practices, I don't think. It was the feeling that the great, deadly, pointing forefinger of society was pointing at me. And the great voice of millions chanting, 'Shame, shame, shame.' It's society's way of dealing with someone different." "I'm different," McMurphy said. "Why didn't something like that happen to me? I've had people bugging me about one thing or another as far back as I can remember, but that's not what... But it didn't drive me crazy." "No, you're right. That's not what drove you crazy. I wasn't giving my reason as the sole reason. Though I used to think at one time, a few years ago, my turtleneck years, that society's chastising was the sole force that drove one along the road to crazy. But you've caused me to reappraise my theory. There's something else that drives people, strong people like you, my friend, down that road."